Track 7, more news. Last-ditch appeal to save visitor centre. A delegation of worried villagers will be speaking at a critical meeting which is expected to confirm the closure of the Princetown Visitor Centre. Councillors, residents and businesses plan to make an impassioned plea to Dartmoor National Park Authority at its park HQ in a last-ditch attempt to save the centre and avoid Princetown becoming a ghost village. Protesters say the centre is essential to Princetown's economic and cultural future. DPNA says it cannot afford to maintain the visitor centre after its lease from the Duchy expires in March because of an ongoing shortfall in funding. The public meeting will be told the closure could be either this March, next October or March 2026. One potential lifeline, says the DNPA, is a partnership to develop an income to sustain a smaller ground floor visitor offer. But this option is commercially sensitive with no further details available at this time. Alternative visitor centre sites in Princetown will not be affordable in the near future. The DNPA says it will work with West Devon Borough Council on a longer-term community economic plan to mitigate the effects of the centre closure. The council would like to put on record its deep concern, huge disappointment and horror that DNPA is considering closing this visitor centre. This historic building lies at the heart of the Princetown community. The council also said the centre was a link to the area's cultural and historical heritage, with its literary connections to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and links to Dartmoor Prison. It also inspired thousands of children to take an interest in the natural world. The council said it would be a travesty to lose this attraction, and the loss of the annual 50,000 plus visitors would cause a catastrophic economic downturn.
There has been a damning finding on BBC Radio Devon riot coverage. The BBC's Executive Complaints Unit has slammed BBC Radio Devon over its lack of coverage of the Plymouth rioting on August the 5th last year. The ruling followed a complaint from radio expert David Lloyd. In its findings, Complaints Director Jonathan Greenwood said, "I have to infer from my investigations that there were elements of systemic failure on the night of August the 5th because the staff on duty did not respond adequately to this significant breaking news, either due to a lack of training or clear enough instruction." The finding concluded, "Reviewing the output of BBC Radio Devon from 6 p.m. that evening, this prominent featuring of breaking news within shared programmes clearly did not happen. There was little sense of what was happening and little evidence of the BBC having a presence on the scene. Radio Devon listeners would have had no sense through the evening that the station had a reporter at or near where the trouble was taking place." BBC Radio Devon's management recognised that the story should have been covered better, and there is an acknowledgement that the resources and response required on this occasion were underestimated.
Dartmoor Tea to celebrate 10th anniversary with a special party. A tea estate in the foothills of Dartmoor will celebrate its 10th anniversary this year with an open day and a big tea party this summer. Dartmoor Estate Tea was set up on January 1st, 2015 by former nurses Jo Harper and Catherine Bennett after Jo decided to make his dream of growing tea a reality and went online to buy 1,000 seeds from China. Undeterred by the fact that only 30 tea plants grew from his initial seed purchase and his lack of experience in cultivating tea, Joe and Catherine pressed on, learning everything they could about tea production and experimenting with their crops. They now produce a variety of black, green, and even a yellow tea, including the award-winning Dartmoor Ancient Forest. The couple also host workshops and tours of their Ashburton estate. Our biggest challenges have been discovering the best way to grow and care for the tea plants and learning the ancient skills required to produce our hand-picked and hand-crafted tea, said Joe. We've had so many great memories and met so many wonderful people, he added. We've had exciting times travelling across India, Africa and Nepal, learning their own individual ways of tea making. Last year, we had visitors from all over the world come to the plantation, including a team from Tokyo, who bought a lot of our tea to take back to Japan. Our year ended on a high, with us winning an international tea award, which the judges described as astonishing. Going forward, Joe said the couple are committed to continuing to grow our tea organically, using regenerative farming practices, and produce the finest tea we can, as well as a big tea party for all the friends who've helped them over the last 10 years. Joe is brewing a couple of other exciting things, which he is keeping in the bag for the moment. And there's a photograph of Joe and Catherine in front of their 13 acres in the foothills of Dartmoor.
Elite cyclists head to Grand Prix event. Dawlish will be in the national cycling spotlight this summer as British Cycling announces the 2025 series. British Cycling is to host the Dawlish Grand Prix in July as part of its elite road and circuit calendar. Dawlish has been chosen as one of six rounds of the fast-paced National Circuit Series, which will deliver thrilling town centre racing. Ant Gill, British Cycling's head of sport, said, "Thanks to the commitment of our organisers and partners, this year's road calendar balances traditional events with exciting new rounds, offering incredible opportunities for our riders and fans alike across the country. We're excited to see the series inspire the next generation of British cyclists while delivering thrilling races throughout the season." The Dawlish date has been confirmed as July the 25th, when the professional cyclists will compete around the town's streets. A spokesman for Dawlish Town Council said, "We are super excited to announce that the town of Dawlish will be a part of the British Cycling Race Series in 2025. The streets of Dawlish will come alive with professional cyclists from all over the country to compete in the 2025 Dawlish Grand Prix, the final race in the series. There will be many other supporting events as well leading up to the big race."
I couldn't resist this item from Christine Civita's Tynemouth Post and Gazette review for Friday, January the 10th, 1975. When PC John Carlyon, on a Panda patrol, checked a car which had passed him at Ken at 9 o'clock in the morning, he asked the driver what was in the boot. "The spare wheel and a couple of rabbits," was the reply. On opening the boot, a sheep jumped out. Two brothers, David and Paul Wayne, were charged with stealing the ewe, valued at £12, from Willsworthy Farm, Ken. They said the sheep had nearly caused an accident on Dawlish Warren, so they were taking it back to Newton Abbot Police Station to teach the farmer a lesson.